health officials in Nova Scotia reported the first confirmed case of monkeypox. We're here today with Dalhousie's Division Head of Infectious Diseases, Dr. Joanne Langley. Doctor, thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure.
So let's get to it. What is monkeypox and how is it spread?
Yeah, so thanks so much for inviting me. So monkeypox is a virus. And so that means that it requires human cells to reproduce. So it exists probably in animal hosts, originally in Central Africa, West Africa, and has been endemic there for a while, for a number of years. It's only recently been in our North American, European news because there have been increasing cases in our countries. So it's a virus. It's spread by direct physical contact or contact with clothing or bedding from a person who has open lesions. And it causes most commonly an infection that's visible on the skin, but it can cause more serious infection. It can invade. It could, for example, infect your eyes. It could go through to the brain. So it's important to try and prevent it.
Is it a very serious disease?
I would say, in my view, it's serious because some people who get monkeypox become seriously ill. So some people might have a mild infection, but we know that there are some people who have died of monkeypox. They may have immune systems that are compromised, but they could also be healthy people. That is more rare. But, you know, counseling a patient or counseling the public, I would say if it's a possibility and you can prevent it, then why wouldn't you prevent it?
And what are the symptoms? How do I know if I have monkeypox or not?
Mm-hmm. Well, usually we think it does have symptoms. So some infectious diseases you could acquire and you don't have any symptoms. We sometimes use the word asymptomatic or subclinical to describe that. So usually you would have some symptoms, and the most common would be a rash. And what does the rash look like? It looks like bumps on your skin. They can be on your palms, on your soles, but really they can be anywhere. It's probably most likely at the point where you would have had contact. So for people who acquire it during sexual contact, it might be in their genital area. There's someone who got it from hugging, got it in their axilla, the part under their arm, for example. That's the most common when it's a skin infection. You can also have symptoms in your whole body or systemically, such as feeling just not well, aches and pains. And if it spreads to other parts of your body, for example, your brain, you might have symptoms related to headache or not thinking well, and so on.
And I guess what everyone is asking or thinking, is this as serious as COVID? Is it as easily spread?
Mm-hmm. It's not as easily spread as COVID due to the SARS-CoV-2 virus. So SARS-CoV-2 is, we would call, a respiratory virus, and it's inherently very communicable, easily spread. And that's partly due to the way you spread it. So from talking, from singing, from being, you know, within a few feet of someone who has it, you're likely to be exposed in your mouth or your nose by those very tiny particles that are generated from the respiratory tract to someone else. So in that sense, it's more likely to be acquired than monkeypox. Monkeypox, you're unlikely to get it unless you have direct physical contact with someone who has the illness, or if you're in contact with, say, the sheets that they were sleeping in that night and you happen to handle them, you know, very shortly after, that would be another way. So things that they have contacted. So it's less easily spread than COVID. And the percentage of people that would go into hospital would be less than COVID. Most people with monkeypox are able to be cared for in the community. But again, if you're that unlucky person that has the serious outcome, and even the less serious outcomes like skin scarring, then it's very severe to you. So.
And speaking of hospital and skin scarring, I guess, what is the incubation period for monkeypox?
The incubation period is fairly short. It's within weeks of you having had an exposure, where it's a little difficult in North America to see if that's any different. We think that that is the case, but most of the people who have illness can't trace back the person that they were exposed to.
So what are the treatments and methods of prevention for monkeypox?
So prevention, we always like to prevent first. So avoiding some contact with someone who has monkeypox. We ask people to avoid contact with others if they do have monkeypox for a period. And avoiding that direct physical contact. So for example, it's probably not wise to have, you know, multiple sexual contacts, multiple close intimate contacts at this time, because of the risk of really a number of infections, but at this time also monkeypox. In Nova Scotia, we only have, at this point, that one presumably case that was acquired from imported exposure, not that person had traveled, as I understand. So that's preventing by behavior, then getting the vaccine in advance through public health, certain high-risk groups, and you can find that information on the Nova Scotia Health and Wellness website. It will be updated regularly. They also have a Twitter feed. And that is very effective. And anyone who got the smallpox vaccine, now that would be older people, would also have some degree of protection. Now, if you do get monkeypox, there are some treatments that are available, antiviral treatments, and they're not something that you could get through your local pharmacy. They would, they're managed through public health to make sure that we have a confirmed diagnosis before the antiviral is given out, in order to conserve supply for people with confirmed monkeypox disease.
What does monkeypox do to the body exactly? What kind of organs does it affect?
So any viral infection will, as a part of its multiplying within the body, since it needs our cells to multiply, usually destroy the cell it's in and then release multiple particles. So it causes damage to the cells that it infects, usually. And so you might, in the skin, see scarring. If it infected the eye, you could get blindness. If you infected the brain, you could have damage to your cognition, to your motor activity, something like that, that the brain is in charge of controlling.
And I guess my final question would be, what are some facts that you think people should know about monkeypox, or the public should be made aware of?
I guess the first general recommendation is, if you're someone who's sick with anything that's an infectious illness, it's wise to think about, who should I go out into the general community? Should I get some medical advice before I do that for my own well-being, but also because you could spread it to others, particularly others whose immune systems might be compromised or who can't be vaccinated against the illness that you have. So if you have a rash that you think could be monkeypox, so we talked about it being in general kind of a bump on your skin that looks like it has fluid in it, we call that a vesicle. That, you know, think of other illnesses that have those vesicles. They're poison ivy, chicken pox, shingles, some kinds of eczema might have those same bumps. If you've got eczema chronically and you still have those bumps, you know, I wouldn't worry about it in that case. But if you've never had a rash like that, at this time, it's wise to make sure you talk to a healthcare professional, because they will want to be sure it's not monkeypox.
Thank you so much, doctor. Is there anything else you would like to add for Dalhousie audiences?
No, I think we have Dalhousie Student Services. They'll be very tied into the most recent public health information and be able to help you if you have any questions or you think you're at risk. And then for those folks that are from outside of Nova Scotia, we have the phone line 811, which is our way to speak to a health professional, usually a nurse, who's trained to answer questions about all kinds of health concerns you might have, and they can direct you to where you need to go to get the most appropriate care in a timely manner.